Go right online. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Glory to God. There's a sweet presence in here. Hallelujah. The hungry are here tonight. Anybody hungry tonight? Amen. Hungry for the things of God. Hungry for the things of God. Amen. Amen. When you're hungry, God guarantees to fill you. He'll fill you right up to overflowing. You'll be so blessed you won't even know what to do with yourself. Amen. Amen. But you will know what to do. You'll enjoy it. Amen. You'll bask in the presence of God. That's what I want to talk about tonight. Amen. I want to talk about the presence of God. That the presence of God is so sweet. It's so good. And I have a hard time expressing it. Because many people are looking for the presence of God. They're searching for the presence of God. They're chasing after the presence of God. And they're doing it all wrong. They're doing it all wrong. The reason I say that is God is everywhere. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all the time. So that means his presence is available anywhere, anytime. Amen. Anywhere you want. If right here, right now, tonight, by your bed, even in dreams while you're sleeping, the presence of God is there. When you wake up in the morning, the presence of God is there. You don't have to chase after the presence of God. You just have to enter into it. Amen. Just enter into it. Just decide, make a decision on the inside. I'm going to enter into the presence of God. Whether anybody around me enters into the presence of God, I'm entering in. Amen. Because God is everywhere. Amen. And as a believer filled with the Holy Spirit and power, that presence lives on the inside of you. You just have to tap into it. You just have to prime the pump. Amen. To enter into the presence of God. And people don't realize that God's presence is everywhere, but there's things that can cause it to be stirred up. There's things that can cause it to be seen in the natural realm. But there's also things that'll push it away and limit it. And quench the presence of God. And that's kind of what I want to talk about. Not kind of. That's what I want to talk about tonight. Because we desire the presence of God. So we must know, as children of God, how to operate in the presence. How to bring the presence of God. Because when you're in a rough situation, there's no better thing to have than the presence of God in the midst of your struggle. And He's there with you. The presence of God, the joy of the Lord, the peace of God can be right in the midst of your struggle. Right in the midst of your bad news. Right there with you. When you make a decision, say, yes, Jesus. The presence of God is available in the midst of the storm. Just like it was for Jesus on the boat. The disciples were all messed up. We're going to die. There's water coming in the boat. We're going to sink. It's all over. Jesus carried the presence of God. He said, peace, be still. All of a sudden, in the midst of the storm, the presence of God was there. So much so that Jesus laid back down and went to sleep. That's the presence of God. In the middle of a storm. You can be in the middle of a financial situation and be right smack dab in the presence of God. Because circumstances around you don't dictate the presence of God. See, many people say, oh, we're in a dry place. This area is religious. I don't care if it's religious or not. The presence of God is in me. So wherever I tread my foot, there's the presence of God. Why? Because my focus is on God, not on what's around me. Come on. Amen. You can have a well in the middle of a desert. You can have an oasis in the middle of a desert. Because the presence of God is with you wherever you go. At your job, it can be a bunch of heathens around you. And you can carry the light of Jesus Christ. And the presence of God will glow in that place. Literally, glow. People will be like, what is going on in your life? The presence of God is just radiating out of you. What causes that? That's what I want to talk about tonight. That's what I want, because we don't want to limit the presence of God. We don't want to quench the presence of God. We want it to flow and be released out of us into the realm around us. Can I get an amen? Amen. That's what all of us want, right? In our families, in our marriages, at our jobs. We want people to see God in and through us. Amen. And there's other words that can also signify, or how can I say this, go along with the presence of God. The glory of God, the love of God, the grace of God. All those things are attributes of the presence of God. Joy flows out of you when you're in the presence of God. Laughter will flow out of you. Uncontrollable joy will flow out of your life in the presence of God. When the grace of God is flowing through, you have peace. You have joy. All the fruits of the Spirit are just flowing through you. And people can see that. They can sense it. They can feel it. Amen. Did you know you can feel the presence of God? It'll knock you right off of your feet sometimes. That's the presence of God. Amen. And you say to yourself, I mean, how do you get that? Just desire it. Just hunger after the presence of God. Realize that it's for you. Amen. Let's go to Genesis 3, chapter 8. Or Genesis 3, chapter 8. Chapter 3, verse 8 of Genesis. I want to share a little bit about what limits or quenches the presence of God. But I don't want to stay here long. Amen. Because I want to talk about what attracts it. What brings it, amen? I don't want to look at the negative. I want to look at the positive. But to understand the positive, you have to get rid of the negative. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Genesis 3:8. And they heard, this is Adam and Eve, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. You can hide yourself. You can literally run away from the presence of God. People can be scared of the presence of God. You preach on the Holy Ghost. You preach on speaking in tongues. You preach on healing. It scares some people. Amen. They will run away from people that are full of the Holy Ghost. The power of God on somebody will cause people. Why was Adam and Eve hiding from God, though? Because they disobeyed. Disobedience in sin quenches the presence of God. It quenches the presence of God. Nothing quicker. There isn't much quicker than disobeying what the Lord's telling you to do and living in sin to quench the presence of God. Amen? When you start walking in the flesh, you quench the presence of God. And I'm going to show you why that is. Amen? So they hid themselves from the presence of God. They were literally trying to hide from the presence of God. Amen? If God wants to find you, He'll find you. Amen? He'll find you. And when He does, your life will be changed forevermore. Amen. Glory to God. Jonah, chapter 1. Just write these scriptures down. I have a few. I'm going to go through them, and you can look at them later. But Jonah 1, 1 through 3 says, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai," I may be pronouncing that wrong, "saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me.' But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." So what did he do? He rebelled and disobeyed what God asked him to do and went the opposite way from the presence of God. He ran from God. That's a way to quench the presence of God. Do not run from God. Amen. Christianity 101. Don't run from God. Run to God. Run to His presence. Amen. So when you see this and understand this, if the Lord's asking you to do something, say, "Yes, Lord," and His presence will be right there for you. When you take a step of faith in God, what He's asking you to do, the presence of God is really on your foot before it hits the ground. Because where obedience is, amen, the presence of God is there as well. Where disobedience is, you're stepping away from the presence of God. So people are trying to run all around the world, chase after ministers, trying to get in the presence of God. As a believer, the presence of God lives in you. You just got to understand how it operates. And you can live in the joy of the Lord. You can live in the peace of God. You can live in laughter and the love of God all the days of your life. You don't have to get it from somebody else. Just get it from the source. Amen. From Jesus. That's where the presence is. Amen. So, but there's things that can rebel the presence of God. Here's one more thing. Nobody likes to talk about this, but hey, we do here at New Freedom. 1 Corinthians 1, 29 through 31. It says that no flesh shall glory in His presence. So when we operate as believers in our flesh, guaranteed, you're going to step right out of the presence of God. Amen. You can be in the presence, but then when you start thinking and analyzing and trying to figure out God and do it in your own power, you step right out of the presence of God. You step right out of the anointing. Amen. You step right out of the glory. But faith steps into the presence of God. Amen. Led by the Spirit leads you right in the presence of God, where you live in the place of the presence instead of walking outside of the presence. So you can make that decision. When you live in the presence of God, when you walk by the Spirit, you do not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. That's what the Bible says. So when you walk in the Spirit, you're walking in the presence of God, because that's the Holy Spirit. He is God. So that Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. So when you obey the leading and the guiding and the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, you're in the presence of God, whether you know it or not. Yeah. Amen. It's that simple. Amen. When somebody says yes to Jesus, the presence of God shows up in their life. They get born again. That's how quick it operates. You can walk in the door and all of a sudden people praying and the ushers praying, the leaders praying in the back. All of a sudden you feel something, the atmosphere change in the building than it was outside. What is that? The presence of God. Holy people together worshiping God brings the presence of God in the house. Amen. A family, a husband and wife that prays and you know, takes time with God together, their house is where the presence of God dwells. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What does that do? That brings the presence of God into the house. Amen. Because you're faithful to do what God's telling you to do. When you follow God, His presence is there. If you get anything out of the night, that's where it's at. The presence is in God. So if you're running from God or you're disobeying God, you're running away from the presence of God. But when you're faithful and obedient, you eat the good of the land. What are you doing? You're living in the presence of God. Every one of you is living in the presence of God. Amen. God's all over you, even tonight. But I mean, there's times where you feel it more than others, where you come to the altar and the Lord ministers to you. But you can sit right where you are and the presence of God will fall right on you. Fall right on. You'll feel the peace of God all over you. And you're wondering, what is going on? God's just loving on you. God's just loving on you. There's no greater feeling than the presence of God. No greater feeling. It'll come and go different ways, but the presence will never leave you as long as you don't leave God. You stay with God, you stay in His presence. Hallelujah. That no flesh shall glory in His presence, but of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and the righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. When you glory in the Lord, you're in His presence. But when you step away, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, what does that do? It keeps you from the presence of God. Because God's presence cannot dwell where flesh is allowed to operate. Does that make sense? Amen. So the world operates in their flesh and in their thoughts. Guess what? They don't understand the presence of God. But when you surrender yourself to God and you submit your life to God, you're really submitting into His presence. You're entering into that place. Enter His gates with thanksgiving in His heart. We're going to see some ways to enter in. Hallelujah. Psalms 51:11 says this, "Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me." The Holy Spirit and the presence of God are so intertwined together. You can't separate them. So if you deny the Holy Spirit, you're denying the presence of God. But if you welcome the Holy Spirit, "Lord, have this service. Have your way in my life, Lord. Use me. However you see fit, Lord, I submit my life to you, Holy Spirit." Phew, there's nothing quicker to bring the presence of God than submitting to the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, I feel the presence of God even right now. Hallelujah. You can't help but feel the presence of God when you share His scripture. Amen. Psalms 139:7-8 says this, "Where can I go from your Spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there." Guess what? God's presence is everywhere. People can't run from God. God's everywhere. And as soon as they say yes to God, His presence is on the inside of them, lives with them, dwells with them. But there's things that we can do to, if I can say it this way, increase His presence. It's kind of like you have the Spirit, But then you get baptized in the Holy Spirit. You get immersed in the Holy Spirit. There's a power and a fire that goes along with that immersion of the Holy Spirit. There's a stronger presence. When you focus on the Lord, there's a stronger anointing. When you surrender more and more and you give your life, you just press into God. You study His Word. You pray and you seek His face every day. There's a stronger anointing, a stronger presence that is carried with it, that follows you. Amen? That follows you. So tonight, I encourage you. I thank you for coming tonight, because guess what? You sacrifice time to get in the presence of God. So you're going to get blessed tonight. Amen. You're already starting to, but guess what? It's going to be a really, really fun night. I'm just telling you. Amen. Because when you understand the presence of God, you don't want anything else. You'll surrender things. You'll sacrifice time. You'll sacrifice money. You'll sacrifice relationships with other people for the presence of God, because you'll get so hungry for God and you'll feel His presence, and there's no greater place to be than the presence of God. Hallelujah. So there's a place to go. Psalms 23:5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. You prepare a table. God will prepare a table for His children in the presence of our enemy. So the presence of God will show up right in front of the enemy's camp. Right in the midst of a worldly struggle. Right in the midst of the enemy, or God, or the enemy using someone, or a demon, or spiritual heaviness, principalities coming at you. Boom! Right in front of you. The presence of God will prepare a table so you can feast in the midst of your enemies. How awesome is God? How awesome is God that even in the midst of the enemies coming at you, the things of this world, faults coming at you, bam, God will show up and prepare a table and bless you right in the midst of the enemy attacking you. That's the power of God, that He will move mountains on your behalf and show up right at that moment. Right at that moment. Even when you're like, I don't know what's going to take place, the presence of God shows up and the enemy flees. The moment you pray in faith and say, you submit to God, you resist the enemy, and all of a sudden you have a table prepared for you and the enemy can't stay. That's the power of God. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that lives in you. Hallelujah. Boy, you got to get a hold of this. This ought to make you smile a little bit. Amen. You get a hold of this, you can live and dwell in the presence of God, and the enemy can do zero about it. Absolutely nothing. He has zero power over the presence of God. It is us in our flesh, in disobedience, that cause the presence of God to flow or not flow. The enemy can't stop the presence of God. Jesus defeated him. He cannot stop the presence of God. So when a nation humbles themselves and prays, hallelujah, the presence of God will flow. Revival will flow. Amen. The presence of God will sweep across this nation when the church humbles itself and prays and gets before God. Why? Because the enemy can't stop revival. Man stops revival. Amen. You have revival living in you. Every believer has the opportunity for revival to live in them. I mean, to live in them in such a way they live out revival in their life. They live out victorious. They live out free. They live out healed. They live out full of joy and peace all the days of their lives. You prepare a table. Thank you, God, that you are preparing a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right in the middle of an attack, right in the middle of the enemy trying to take you out, the Lord, the presence of God shows up and prepares a table. And you can feast in the midst of a famine. Hallelujah. When you get a hold of this truth, it doesn't matter what the government does. It doesn't matter what the financial system does. It doesn't matter what pharmakeia does. It really doesn't matter, because the presence of God lives on the inside of you. And you can live in that place. It literally makes you like a spiritual bubble around you that the enemy cannot mess with you at all. Because the presence of God. Where the presence of God is, the enemy cannot do anything. Zero. Cannot touch the anointing in the presence of God. When the glory of God shows up, the presence of God, man can't even stand under that. People often ask, why do people come up and they fall on the floor? It's because they couldn't stand up any longer. Why else does anybody fall down? Because they can't stand up. And it's all through Scripture. Even the strongest of men fell like dead men under the power of God. When Jesus came out of the grave, the guards were like dead men. That's the presence of God. The power of God showed up. Shoo! I mean, these guards were not just, you know, guys they just pulled out of boot camp. These were like the greatest of the greatest. Top of the line. The presence of God shows up. Shoo. You wait till Jesus comes back for the church. You wait till you see what Armageddon looks like. I mean, I'm telling you, they millions of soldiers, they got lasers, they're trying to do all this. And when Jesus shows back, it's done. It's done. You carry that. You carry that power on the inside of you. Hallelujah. There's no weapon formed against you that can prosper. You get that on the inside. No weapon of the enemy's camp can prosper in your life. Amen. No fiery dart can touch you, because the shield of faith quenches every fiery dart. You get that on the inside of you, you realize you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof. You're like David with the stones. It doesn't matter how big the giant is. That's the presence of God, the anointing on the inside of you. You carry the anointing. You carry the anointing, church. Psalms 95:2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. So you can come into his presence. How? Thanksgiving. You want to know a point to enter the presence of God? Thank God. Why do you think praise is so powerful? Praising God is thanking him for what he's done. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. I'm so thankful you paid your blood was shed and paid the price for my sin. You start worshiping God and you start praising God and thanking him for what he's done. All of a sudden you'll be like, where's time gone? I'm just over in the presence of God. Amen. When you pray, the prayer of thanksgiving, you pray, all of a sudden you'll be there for an hour praying and you're like, where in the world did time go? You got caught up in the presence of God. Yeah. And when you're done, you're like, oh, I'm so peaceful. I'm so light. Why? The presence of God was there. And it was just you and God. It wasn't a minister. It wasn't anything special. You just started thanking God. So in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a struggle, just start thanking God, and his presence will fall right on you.
That's right.
Fall right on you. Amen. It can be cloudy out. It can be a storm, and all of a sudden you're thanking God. Lord, I thank you so much for what you've done. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my life. I thank you that you've called me to pastor. Lord, I thank you that you're watching over me. No weapon formed. And I just start thanking God and quoting Scripture. And all of a sudden, that whatever was bothering you, whatever mountain was before you, cast out into the sea. The mountain's all of a sudden gone. And you're like, what happened? God showed up. The presence of God was there. Hallelujah. Is this making sense? It's spiritual, I know. I know it's spiritual, but when you get a hold of it, it will affect the natural. It will affect the natural. You can be so full of Jesus and so full of the Holy Spirit, there's nothing in the natural that really bothers you at all. You can be carefree in the presence of God. Why? Why do I say it? Because you can be drunk in the presence of God, just like at Pentecost. Pentecost Sunday is next Sunday. Pentecost Sunday is next Sunday. They were drunk, not as you suppose, but they were in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. That word psalms there is songs and instruments. You can literally put on worship music and prayer our praise music, excuse me, and you can literally sing to God and the presence of God will come. You say, man, my voice is not that good. It's not about your voice. It's your heart.
That's right.
It's you're releasing out of your belly and you're worshiping and you're praising God, and that'll bring his presence in the room. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. These are things that you don't have to go to Bible school. You don't have to be able to quote 100 scriptures. You just have to have a heart for God, and the presence of God will dwell with you all the days of your life. All the days of your life. You don't have to conjure up something. You just have to go before God and thank him for who he is. Lord, I thank you. I'm going to sing praises to you. I'm so glad you're my Father. I'm so glad you sent your Son. Hallelujah. For God so loved me that he sent his Son. And you start worshiping God, and his presence all of a sudden is made available to you. Made available to you. No matter where you are. You can be on a plane. You can be next to your bed. You can be at work. It does not matter. The presence of God will inhabits. God inhabits the praises of his people. Just give him a little praise. Amen. You're like, well, I don't feel like it. Well, if you're moved by your feeling, that's your flesh. And that's why the presence doesn't come. Okay? So you can say no to your flesh and say, I'm going to praise God anyway. Shut up, flesh. I'm going to open my mouth and give God all the glory. And his presence, all of heaven will come on your behalf. But if you say yes to your flesh, it's your flesh trying to handle the whole situation. Or you can say no to your flesh and let all of heaven help you in your situation.
Yeah.
Look at the difference. All of God will come. Angels will come and minister to you. The Holy Ghost will come and bring peace and joy and comfort to you. And guide you. Give you answers. Amen. He'll reveal things to you. But if you say no to God and yes to your flesh, then it's all up to your intellect to figure it all out. And then it's heavy, burdensome, weighty. You get over into fear and worry and doubt, and it's just a struggle. But you can say no to your flesh, just like that. Say no to your flesh and say yes to Jesus. You want to understand how to walk in the presence of God? Yes, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. I love you so much. Amen. And you just, you live your life in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that'll help. When you're living in the presence, you won't sin. How can you talk negative? How can you gossip if you're thanking God all the time? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I hate you. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't. Blessing and cursing can't come out at the same time. So if you're meditating on the word, guess what? Your thoughts are not going to be negative because you're meditating on God's word. So when you're filling yourself with God, his presence is all over you, the negativity can't come. It cannot overtake the joy of the Lord and the peace of God. Amen. You just keep worshiping God. Keep thanking God. Even if you don't understand it, you don't need all the answers to get the presence of God. You don't need to know everything. Just know the little things like no flesh, yes, Jesus. If you can get that, you can walk in the presence of God. No flesh, yes, Jesus. That's my sermon, okay? That's all. This is Christianity 101. No flesh, no to a negative thought, yes to Jesus. Jesus, you love me no matter what. Sorry, Lord, I messed up. I sin. Forgive me, Lord. I repent right now. That's saying no to your flesh, and you're saying yes to Jesus, and then the presence of God will wash you. Amen? Even if you mess up, you can get right in the presence of God. Amen. You don't have to live in guilt and shame. You don't have to roll and get dirty and stinky and keep thinking and pondering negative things. Just say no to what you did. Say no to sin and say, Lord, forgive me. And all of a sudden, he cleanses you from all unrighteousness and you're back over in the presence of God. How easy is that? How cool is God to make it that easy? No flesh, yes to Jesus. And then you'll understand this where you don't want to listen to your flesh. When your flesh starts talking, you're like, nope. I already know what you're trying to do, you selfish thing, you. Then you start telling it, no, I'm not a debtor to my flesh.
That's right.
I put my flesh under. Amen. Daily. I die daily. Why? Because I want to live in the presence of God. I want what God has for me, not what this world has for me. Because if I know to stay over in what God wants for me, God controls what takes place out there. He can bring whatever I have need of. Amen. He can move mountains to provide what he needs for me. Amen. He can prepare a table anywhere he needs to prepare it for the children of God. You see what I'm saying here? We're trying to step out, be a Christian, step out in the world and try to operate like the world and say we're a Christian. That doesn't work with the presence of God. You have to separate yourself from the world, be a Christian, worship God, live the way God wants you to live, and you carry the presence of God, and the world has to submit to you. Think about that. The natural has to submit to the supernatural. Every name must bow to the name of Jesus. So when you bring Jesus on the scene, you literally bring heaven on the scene, but you also bring the creator of heaven and earth on the scene, and it has to submit. The world has to submit. I'm not saying people, okay? I'm saying the world, the things of the world, sickness, sin, disease, the everything that the enemy has perverted has to submit to the presence of God, because Jesus defeated every principality and every power. Every one of them has no power over the name of Jesus, and Jesus lives on the inside of you. This is authority. When you start understanding authority, and I'm going to do a teaching on it for like a month on authority, get it on the inside of you that, man, you got the victory living on the inside of you, church. Hallelujah. I wasn't going to preach this much. Psalms 102, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. There's something about singing. If you can't sing in the natural, don't worry about it. Make a joyful noise. Amen. That's Pastor Dave's club. Make a joyful noise club. I'm going to make a shirt. I'm part of the joyful noise club. Amen. Well, it doesn't matter what I sound like. What matters is my heart for God. And when I sing to him, guess what? His presence is there. Serve the Lord with gladness. That means do your work unto the Lord with a smile on your face. Happy. I'm happy to go to work. Maybe you don't like your job, but you can still go to your job happy, not because you're going to your job, but the one who loves you and died for you is going with you. Think about your best friend going to work with you every day. Amen. Even if you work by yourself, just you and a machine, all day long. Guess what? Your friend's there with you. You're not by yourself. God's presence is right there with you.
That's right.
All day long. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Ever-present help in time of need. That means his presence is ever ready. Always available. God doesn't sleep. God's not waiting for Sunday morning for his presence to fall. His presence is with you all the days of your life. Psalms 140:13. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. That word upright is straight, correct, walking in truth, living rightly. So we as believers, as we live rightly and deal with sin in our lives, we literally can live and dwell in the presence of God. Literally can live and dwell in your presence. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. That word dwell means to live. It's not visit in his presence. Dwell. Get that on the inside of you, church. You literally can live in the presence of God. See, people don't teach this stuff. People don't read their Bible and understand. You can dwell in the presence of God. You can live so close with God, when sins come in your way, you deal with it so you don't even have to do it. Amen. When that thought, that negative thought comes, you bring that thought into captivity and you never speak it, and you have your body in subjection where you never commit that sin that you thought. That's sensitivity to the presence of God. God's a holy God. Be ye holy, for I am holy, the Bible says. You can be holy before God and walk in the presence of God all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Man, this will make you shout. God loves you so much you can live in his presence all the days of your life. I'm not saying I've perfected it, but what I'm saying is God's not a liar. He has no reason to lie. But when we get a hold of this truth, we can walk in his presence. We can walk in his glory. We can walk in his love. Amen? There's so many things. The moment you feel heavy, the moment it seems hard, is because something in the flesh or a thought. You've entertained a thought, and you, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life. You try to fix the situation. That's when it gets heavy. It gets heavy when you try to do it and you don't allow God to do it. But when you're in His presence, let the river overflow.
Yeah.
Let the wind blow. The wind blows wherever it listeth, the Bible says. The Spirit will blow wherever it does. Guess what? Let it blow on you.
Yeah.
It can blow all around, but Holy Ghost, blow on me.
Come on.
I'm going to make myself available for the Holy Spirit to blow on me. I'm going to make myself available so I'm floating down the river. So I'm planted by the river where my leaves never wither.
That's right.
Where I have everything that I have need of. That's the presence of God.
Yeah.
But I have to plant myself. I have to plant myself. I have to make myself available for the wind of heaven to be a part of. I have to position myself under the spout where the glory comes out. There's a part we have to play, church, to stay in the presence of God. It's not laborious. It's not works mentality. It's just entering to His grace. It's believing that it's available to you. When you believe the presence of God is available, sign me up. That's where I want to stay. Amen. And that's what we pray, that's what we believe, and that's what we do everything we can in our power to just enter in the presence of God here at New Freedom Church. That's what it's about. If somebody can get in the presence of God, God will take care of them. Counseling sessions will be minimized tremendously when you're in the presence of God. The anointing, the glory, He'll give you what you have need of. Your fear and worry can't be in the presence of God. Understand this, church. It's powerful. It's so powerful. Write this scripture down. I'm not going to read it, but Exodus 33, 12 through 19. There's a quote in there in verse 14. It says, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." In the presence of God, there's rest. There's peace. You can sleep at night in the presence of God. Why? Because there's no worry, there's no fear. You're protected. It's wonderful in the presence of God. I don't know why you wouldn't want to be in the presence of God once you find out about it. Hallelujah. Acts 3:19. "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." There is a refreshing that comes when the presence of the Lord shows up. But what must you do? Repent, therefore, and be converted. Accept the Lord. Get rid of sin, that it's blotted out, so the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. If you're not feeling His presence, His refreshing flowing over you, you have to ask yourself, why is it not flowing over me? Is there something that I'm entertaining? Is there something that's out of whack so it's not flowing? Because when the presence of the Lord is there, there's a refreshing that comes with the presence of God. And that's my desire, church. When you come on Sunday morning, that people enter into the presence of God. That they're refreshed. That their lives are changed. And some people have to get sin out of their life. Some people just have a mindset. Some people just don't understand. God knows what everybody needs, but we're just giving an atmosphere for the presence of God to be here. Amen? So He can refresh. So the refreshing may come from the presence of God. Anytime you're in the presence of God, it'll refresh you.
Yeah.
It'll bring joy. It'll bring peace. You'll feel comforted. You'll feel so good. It'll kind of be like you're rested, even though you didn't rest. That's what the presence of God does. It refreshes you. Supernatural refreshing. Supernatural. It's kind of like a jolt, like an energy jolt. Amen. Where you're just refreshed because the presence of God is there. That's what anointing does. It's the manifest presence of God. That's what the anointing is. So when you read about the anointing, it literally is the manifest presence of God revealing itself through somebody or through a congregation. And it brings great refreshing upon the people. 2 Kings 13:23 says this, "But the Lord was gracious to them, had compassion on them, and regarded them because His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, He would not yet destroy them or cast them from His presence." See, when you have covenant with God, you open yourself up to the presence of God. See, the world can't partake of the presence of God till it has covenant with the one who gives it. Amen. Guess what? Each and every one of you. You listening online, same thing. The covenant with Jesus offers the presence of God. Hallelujah. Last three scriptures about joy. Joy and the presence go together. Amen. Everybody say joy.
Joy.
Hallelujah. Whenever the presence of God is present, there's joy. Guaranteed. Joy every time the presence of God is there. So if you're thinking negative and you're struggling with something, but you press into God, all of a sudden there's a refreshing and a joy unspeakable and full of glory that washes over you. That's the presence of God. That's what it brings. That's why we desire the presence of God. That is why we do not like sin, because sin quenches the presence of God. That is why when I pray with people and counsel people, if they know the truth but they're disobedient, I have to bring that up, because refreshing will flood their soul and flood their life once they realize that they're missing what God is asking them to do. That's why the truth comes. That's why we preach and minister the truth. Because the truth does what? It sets you free. It sets you in the presence of God when truth is taught. All right, Luke 15:10. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So all of heaven rejoices when one sinner repents. Hallelujah. How good is it when you get sin out of your life, all of a sudden there's joy that floods your life. Sin keeps joy away, but when you get rid of sin, joy floods in. Hallelujah. Psalm 16:11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is what? Fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Always joy in the presence of God. In His presence is not just joy, fullness of joy. What does that mean? I'm asking myself, right when I said that, I was like, I didn't study this out. What does it really mean? All of God, complete. Everything you have need of joy is available in the presence of God. Even joy that even beyond what you could manufacture, beyond what you can imagine, beyond what you could come up with, supernatural joy beyond your control will flood your soul in His presence. Abundance of joy. That sounds like more joy than what you really need. Over and above joy. Over and above. Oh, man. That's my kind of God. Over and above. Not just a sprinkle of joy. Not just a giggle here or there. But abundance. Above. Complete. Fulfilling joy. Reminded of that scripture. Joy unspeakable. Joy unexpressible. And full of glory. That's what God gives. Last scripture. 1 Thessalonians 2:19. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? What is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? What are we living for, church? Is when Jesus returns, we're in His presence. That's what our hope is in. That's what our confidence is in. That's what our future is in. Is entering into the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming. Hallelujah. God wants you in His presence all the time. Every day in the presence of God. Prepared. You're prepared for His coming when you're in His presence. You're full of joy when you're in His presence. You're at peace when you're in His presence. Hallelujah. If there's any sin in your life, you got to get rid of it. Because you're missing out on His presence. If He's asking you to do something, amen. If He's shared with you, I want you to do this. Do that, because that's where His presence is going to be. He's going to meet you right there when you make that step of faith. I encourage you tonight. We're going to worship the Lord more tonight. But I'm telling you right now, there's a place for you to be. And it's in the presence of God. If you want the presence of God, it's available to you. Hallelujah. I can't give it to you. I can't conjure it up. I can't dance up here or shout up here to get the presence on you. But man, I'm going to sing. I'm going to shout. I'm going to dance. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get in the presence of God. If I need to get on my face and repent, that's what I'm going to do. That's what we need to realize, church. Everything, we need to do whatever we can to get in the presence of God. And we don't want to limit his presence. We don't want to quench his spirit. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything out of tonight? Is this meaning something to you? Hallelujah. I'm going to have CJ, before you turn off online, I want to pray with online. Hallelujah. Just agree with me here. Thanks for joining us online. Glory to God. Oh, a sweet presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for a refreshing upon your people. Thank you, Lord, for a refreshing. Wherever you are listening online, I thank you that the presence of God is in your midst. If there's anything that you need a release of, hallelujah, I pray you do so now. If you're listening online, you've never asked Jesus into your heart. You don't even understand what the presence of God is. You heard about it, but you've never experienced it. It's a confession. It's a decision you need to make to ask Jesus into your heart to deliver you from the sin and the shame that this world has placed on you. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. There's nothing that you've done that's too big for God. Somebody needs to hear that online. There is nothing you've done that is too big that God cannot handle. That God, that his son Jesus did not pay for. Nothing too big. Oh, the blood of Jesus was shed for you. The blood of Jesus washes sin away. The presence of God is here. When Jesus is glorified, the presence of God is here. If you've never asked him into your heart, I pray you do so right now. Just say, "Dear Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sin. That you paid the price for my sin. And I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. Wash me, cleanse me, and set me free. I believe in you now, Lord. Thank you for saving me." Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Run to God. Don't run from God. Let us know if you ask Jesus into your heart online. Let us know. We love you. Thank you for joining us. Be blessed. Hallelujah. I want everyone here to stand to their feet. We're going to enter into some worship, but